Masechet Cholin Perek Bet Mishnah Vav. If an animal was very weak and it was possibly very close to death before Shehaita, there's always that possibility that it died before the Shehaita was completed and the animal would be a Nevela. If it was a Nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. So what we need is a little bit of proof that the animal was alive at the moment of Shehaita, and it was Shehaita itself that killed the animal. Here we'll talk about what signs we could use to display that the animal was alive at the time of Shehaita. Mishnah says, Hashuhet et ha-mesukenet. If somebody is slaughtering an animal, that's in a case of sakana. That means it's very close to death. The animal can't stand up on its own, and even if it stands up, it falls down. We're not talking about a case where the animal's a terefa. If it's a terefa, and that means the animal's about to die because of a blemish or wound, that's for sure not kosher. Here we're talking about, it seems to be in health, a healthy situation in its body, but maybe it died a second before the Shehaita happened, and therefore it was dead already, and you can't eat it. So in that type of situation, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ad Shetiparkes Beyad Ubregel. We have to suspect that it died before Shehaita, unless it makes a movement with its front leg or its back leg. If it moves right when Shehaita is happening, we see that it was alive until that time, and therefore Shehaita killed it, and it's allowed to be eaten. If you're slaughtering an animal that's healthy, of course it's going to move around and it's going to feel that pain. So if the animal was alive at that moment, it'll move around, and that's how you have a sign that it didn't die. Rabbi Eliezer omed daya im zinka, says Rabbi Eliezer, it's enough that blood squirts out at the moment of Shehaita. An healthy animal, an animal that's alive, once its throat is slit, is going to have a stream of blood come out of it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be enough to prove the fact that it's living until the moment of Shehaita. You don't need to see an actual movement from the animal. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, this Rabbi Shimon is going to note a practical application to what Rabbi Eliezer told us. Afa shohet balayla ulemahar hishkim. Somebody who is slaughtering at nighttime, when it's not possible to see the animals moving, and then they woke up the following morning, umatza ketalim meleim dam, and they found the sides of its neck full of blood, keshera, the animal would be kosher. Shezinka, because it must have squirted out blood when the shehaita was completed, which is enough to prove that it is alive at that moment. Ukemidat Rabbi Eliezer, which according to Rabbi Eliezer is understanding that we just brought above, that would be enough to prove that it was alive. V'hachamim omnim, the rabbis bring a third perspective. They give a third opinion. Ad shetiparkes o beyad o baregel o ad shetichaskes biznava. They bring a third opinion. They say, in order for the animal to show that it's alive, it has to do one of three things. It has to, like the original opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, either move its front leg or its back leg, or it has to wag its tail. If it move its tail, that's considered to be enough. So Hachamim here disagree with the first opinion. They disagree with Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He is stricter. He says the animal has to move specifically its back or its front leg. But if it wags its tail, that's not proof that it's alive. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if blood squirted from it, it could prove that it's alive. So according to Hachamim over here, that wouldn't be enough in that case either. So they're a middle opinion. Ehad behem adaka ve'ehad behem agasa. We're talking here both a small animal and a large animal, a small animal like a sheep or a goat, or a large animal like a cow. If an animal is close to death, you're not allowed to eat it until you know with certainty that it was alive at the moment of Shehaita. But there's a following difference between the different types of animals. Behem adaka shepashta yada ve'lo hasira. Pesula, if a small animal stretched out its leg, its foreleg at the time, but did not pull it back, pesula, the animal is not kosher. She'ena ela hotza'at nefesh bilvad, because this type of movement is something that happens automatically when the life of the small animal ends. So it doesn't prove that it was alive at that point in time, as opposed to this type of movement by a large animal. Large animal doesn't move its back leg behind it when it's about to die. So therefore, with a large animal, it would serve as a proof for life. In what case did we say this ruling that a slaughtered animal has to show signs of life in order to allow it to be kosher? Only when it was presumed to be close to death before the Shehaita. Aval im hayta b'chizkat b'ri'ah, but if the animal was presumed to be healthy at that moment in time, afilu en ba ehad mikol ha-simanim halalu keshera, that even if it doesn't have one of these signs, if it doesn't move at all, when the shehadah was completed, we're not worried at all. We know it was alive, and therefore the animal would be kosher.